hallelujah. Jesus, we come in your name and are so, so thankful, so rich indeed. Lord, thank you for you, the Word. Oh, hallelujah. Made flesh, dwelt among us, Lord God, made one of us. Jesus tested, tried in all things, God. But yet, Lord, in that we are all comforted. Thank you, Lord, because it's your life that lives in us, Lord. It's your faith. Lord, it's your peace. It's your rest. It's your long-suffering. It's your patience. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. When we believed, praise God, we died. We were crucified with you. And now this life of Christ in us. Oh, thank you, Lord. The life that lives by the faith of the Son of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And it's all because you love us. You love us, you love us, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us just grow in that confidence today and assurance of your love for us, which we can never be separated from, Lord God. Never. It's always for us in all power, all assurance, in all fullness, overflowing, always there. God, let us just begin to thank you more and more, vessels to the praise and the glory of your grace. This grace that has given us all things, that has blessed us with all things. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Quicken our hearts, Lord God, with the joy unspeakable and full of glory today. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen. You open your Bibles up to Leviticus chapter 20. We begin today reading from verse 26. That's Leviticus 20, verse 26. And here it is. And ye shall be holy unto me, sanctified, set apart. For I, the Lord, am holy. That's why. And love this. And have severed you from other people. Do you hear that? And have severed you. Severed you from other people. That ye should be mine. He separated, set apart, praise God, Israel. But he does this separation and he does this setting apart for all of his people. And the Lord, brothers and sisters, is very possessive about his choice of mercy. Now for us, when we talk about how we have been severed and set apart, oh my, you talk about a better thing. Go on over to Romans in chapter 7, and let's read how he has severed us unto him. And reading from verse 1. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he lives. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from the law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law. Amen? But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Christ, in his love, brothers and sisters, he freed us. He severed us from the law by entering us into his death. And brothers and sisters, praise be to God, this death is just the beginning of separating us more and more to him. What he's after, we find so sweetly in those last words of Paul to Timothy, and that's to us in chapter 2, verse 21 of 2 Timothy. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. There you got holy, there you got severed, and meet for the master's use. That means just for him alone, and prepared unto every good work. That means fully, beautifully, hallelujah, adorned. Praise his name. Now, to that end, brothers and sisters, God brings death not just to parts of our life. God brings death to every part of our life, and we know this. How could he not tell us that as the outward man perishes, the inward man renews day by day, even physically? God shows us this beautiful departure. He brings death, brothers and sisters, for one purpose, to give us more of his abundant life. And that's the truth. And there is no way to glorification without complete sanctification. Things must die. And things must die for us to reign. The Lord showed us that in the Word of God over and over. People try to decipher many things from the stories in the Word of God. And they're not stories. It's the truth in the Word of God. And it's the truth for you. Uriah died so Bathsheba would marry a king. That was the purpose of her life. There was no stopping that. He foreknew her life. He foreknew Bathsheba's life for the lineage, praise God, that she would be of Christ. It was going to come one way. Uriah had to die so she could reign. If we didn't get that, it was the same way in Abigail. Abigail, her husband had to die so she could marry the king. Go on over to the story of Esther. Her parents had to die so she would go to the place to marry the king. You getting the pattern? I pray God we do. Yes, brothers and sisters, the good, and those were good things, but the good must die for the perfect to reign. The good must die for the perfect to reign. Ruth's husband had to die so she could be wed and reign with the Redeemer Boaz. I think about Rahab. And that's what it was all about. And God said, I'm going to destroy an entire city to have her. Do you see this as you? I mean, really, do you see this as you? Do you see that it is the same pattern of love that he has for us, brothers and sisters? The pattern for those that God chooses to rule and to reign with him. He removes you. And he removes the things in your life to sever you only to him. Only to the place to marry the king. That's what you're apprehended for. That's why apprehended pops right up in Philippians 3, right in the same passage of Paul testifying to win Christ. Of Paul testifying, if by any means I might attain to that rapture of the first trumpet into the arms of the bridegroom. That's why that apprehended appears right there at the place of the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's why that apprehend appears there. And that's why that crown, that mark for the high calling, translates the highest embrace. That's the embrace he wants us to enter into. It's so vividly clear by the Spirit, and in that precious Greek that God chose, hallelujah, to write this in. And what a beautiful mystery comes fully apparent. Amen? As Paul says, I count all those things but loss. All those things that had to die. All those things that have to die. And he does it. And he does it. They didn't do it. Bathsheba didn't do it. Abigail didn't do it. Ruth didn't do it. Rahab didn't do it. God did it. And those things had to be. And then they had to die to get us to the place to marry the king. Praise the Lord. You think about the mercy that was given to Solomon. Think about the mercy. I'm really, praise God for it. All of the things that had to transpire for Solomon to be king. And in that, you know, two brothers had to die. That baby had to die. That baby had to die. And then, let me tell you something. Absalom had to die. And you better know that. And then you think about, he had to have his brother killed to have the kingdom. Yeah, there was a brother he had. His name was Adonijah. And he had to have his brother killed because his brother wanted Abishag. And you see, many believe in the word of God that Abishag might even have been the Shulamite. At least she's a glaring, wonderful representative. And why do we say he had to have his brother killed to rule? Because Solomon said, without her, I have no kingdom. Without her, in Solomon's heart, he knew, I don't have any kingdom without her. That's us and God. These aren't just stories. These aren't just meanings for nothing. These aren't just things to say, wow, that was really sweet, how romantic. That's Jesus and his desire for you. Do you understand that this word is different than any other thing written? Anything. Nothing can compare to it. It's the everlasting. It's the love. It's the heart of God. It's the greatest, it is, it's the greatest love letter, love proposal, love story, everything. And it's for you. It's yours. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Everything about everything was made for this. Every star set in heaven, everything that he just spoke in existence was for all of this to come to pass. He's ordered every event. They talk about the dwarf star that needed to be this far and how much water we have and all. Yeah, it's all for me. Perfectly for me. Exactly. And nothing hard for God. He just spoke it. That's it. That's what it does. I can't explain it. It just does that. Because I'm God. You'll never understand. No, when you have a body like unto my own. But I think these exceeding riches of his grace are going to go way beyond that. I believe the word of God like that. He said, all things are mine. And all things are for my sake. Why would I not believe him? This is God speaking. God speaking. Somebody wrote a will and they just said to you, you know what? All of this is yours. It's all for your sake. That means you could do, you know, whatever you want with it. It was all because I love you. And it's in the will and there it is. And here's the bank account and all of that. I'll assure you pretty much everybody here without exception, you're going to go get it. And you're not going to question it. You might say, well, why? No, you're going to say, well, let's cash that check. It's mine. And thank God I got it. I wouldn't dispute it. It was legal, verified, certified, all that. Let me tell you something. This was tried 7 times. There's nothing like it. Nothing that can even compare to it. It's God's promise. It's His promise of His love and His commitment. His commitment. It's called covenant with you. Covenant from God. Not a man's agreement. Not even your family's commitment and love. This is God's commitment to you. His love, His purpose, His word. That cannot lie. That cannot lie. That's yours. Now, I believe He's getting us to pay attention. But here we are. That's us and God. And here it is that He won't let anything else have you. See, you are His, and He has no kingdom without you, and you have been severed unto Him. You've been severed unto Him. Are you thankful you've been severed unto Him? Man, I'm back here again on Sunday. Why do we have to go to that church? Why do I have to hear Him? It's because He severed you unto Him. It's different. It's different. He's in love. And He's graced your heart to know that He's in love with you. And there's something about His love that just keeps drawing. Just does. And there's just something about you, vessel of mercy, that He knew that your heart would be chastened by it, convicted by it, overwhelmed by it. That one day it was, I'm so thankful. That's all I say. I'm just thankful. Lord, I knew You chased me. I knew You've been calling me. I've known this for all my life. But then it became the thankfulness of my life. I have Him all. I have Him all. Maybe that don't make sense to you, but it does make sense to you. I have Him all. I like to put Him before all. Now, let me tell you something about God. I'm sure you know this. He gets very personal when He desires you. Very personal. Intimate. You begin to ache. Joseph knew this. Joseph had to be severed from his family. And you know that God allowed his family to even hate him? But do you know that God used their hatred and their jealousy not to destroy Joseph, not to hurt his feelings, not to get him to get to a place of desperation? But He did that for Joseph because He had to move Joseph to the only place where he would rule and reign. That's it. He had to sever them. Him from them. Had to. He had a dad that loved him. Brothers were jealous. Hated him. They intended to kill him. God was using all of that. He ain't going to die. He's going to reign. I'm severing him. He's set apart to me. Think of that. And all of them ornery brothers, they'd go on to be each one the tribes. Think of that. Grace upon them, brothers, weren't there? God didn't destroy them. He didn't say, oh, you're just so bad. You tried to kill your brother. You hated him. Look what you did to your poor dad and all that. Nope. I had a plan for each and every one of you. And I ain't going back on my word. No matter how bad and rotten you guys are, I love you. As a matter of fact, this fellow Judah, Jesus is going to come out of that line. But there's something I'm going to show through Joseph. And yes, that precious type of Christ. But I love the type of the bride because she's like him. They're going to bow down to you, son. Honey, I'm going to bring you to me. And I'm going to make known to all. And they're going to worship before your feet. And they're going to know that I love you. That I love you. That I'm crazy about you. Oh, Jesus, thank you, God. Now, God will stop at nothing for this. God, hallelujah, will stop at nothing to prove his love in you for him. Did you hear that? He'll stop at nothing to prove his love in you for him. He knows what's there. But he's got to show you what's there. See? God will stop at nothing to prove his faithfulness in you for him. He knows it's there. And it's all about his intentions for your life. This is God. It's about his intentions for your life. I want you to ask Job this someday. Actually, you don't have to ask him now. I got these little teeny ears and they don't hold on to this thing good. They can hear though. Don't you talk about anybody else. But I want you to think about Job. You know what? God in his life, how wonderfully, nothing was going to stop what God was going to prove in Job's life. Nope. We know that just like Job, we are his workmanship. And we know that he's going to do the good pleasure of his will in us just like he did in Job. And I'll tell you something about Job's life and about your life. It's called a double portion life. And that double portion to Job's life could not be stopped. There was nothing that could stop the double portion from Job's life. Nothing. It couldn't be halted. It couldn't. There was nothing Job could do to stop it. Because God foreknew Job's heart. God foreknew Job's heart. God foreknows your heart. Begin to praise him for this grace. Praise the Lord. He's shown us this. Think of all of the revelation that we have. Praise God from this word that's not on a page but is in your life. This word is in your life. Christ is in your life. The word is in your life. You are blessed. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You know who that is? That's Jesus. And you know what that is? It's the word. And it's right here. So all of these wonderful happenings, these spiritual marvels, these supernatural wonders of the love and the grace, praise God, and the mercy to your life. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you foreknew, you've predestinated, hallelujah, in that you have called, and whom you called, you justified, and whom you justified, praise God, you glorified. Now I believe him in that, and I trust him, praise God, it's his work. It's his work, and Job could not stop it. He could not halt it. God foreknew, and he predestinated Job's life for it. It wasn't for Frank or Barney or Jimmy. It was for Job. You're the guy. This is my double portion for you. And God used all the severing, all that severing, to Job's glory, to get him to the place where he said, you know what? Mine ears had heard. But now mine eyes see. Praise the Lord. Now here we are today. And with that infilling of the Holy Ghost, praise be to God, you know what you've got? You've got enlightened eyes of understanding. You do. It's marvelous. We just praise God for it. We know that in that infilling, we have enlightened eyes of understanding to know all truth. That all the things of Christ now to be shown unto us. But see, even though we have these enlightened eyes of understanding, God must prove what those eyes see. He proves it. He shows it unto you. He shows you what's there. He shows you your vision. And that vision is beyond the things of this life. This vision, praise God, is way beyond the cares of this world. Way beyond that. And God severs us to him. And you know how? He brings circumstance. And he brings situations. And he doesn't just do it one time. He does it time and time and time again. Events that would destroy any man or any woman But the all-knowing God and the all-loving God brings us to them to reveal what he has placed in us, the faith and love that he foreknew in us. He's going to get it out. He puts it in and he's going to bring it out. Oh, yes. See, he puts that love in and he's going to bring it out. He's building it up in you and it's all for him. It's all for him. He's growing us up in it. He knows what's there. Perfectly, he knows what's there. You're his workmanship. The purpose is to the praise and the glory of his grace for the good pleasure of his will. Blush, ecstasy. I want that body. Ravish me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, I pray we're listening. I pray we're listening. He brings us to these appointments, brothers and sisters, to reveal the glory that he has placed in us. And without those events, we would never know the Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's right. See, without the arrangement of all of the events of our life, we talk about this over and over because you know what? We really do need to embrace that because we're under an attack in this world of questioning why things happen. Why? Questioning why things happen to me. Questioning why things happen to my family. Questioning why things happen to my heritage. All of these different things. Because the world wants you to question. And God has said, no, but you know. I foreknew you. Before the world began, I foreknew you. Before any of this stuff that these ones are trying to, and again, it's not flesh and blood, it's just spiritual wickedness, flood into your head. You're way before that time. You're in his heart, praise God, before a star. Before an earth. Before a United States of America. Before. That's how long, praise God, I am's been thinking about me. That's how long, praise God, ago my calling in him was for me. Amen? So, see, without the arrangement of all the events of our lives that he predestinated because he foreknew, if I didn't have all those things, if you didn't have all those things, you would never be married to the king. You would never, and when I say married, yes, she's a readied wife. You never would have been in that place to hear this proposal message, to have the Holy Ghost shed love such abroad in your heart to truly say, Lord, I believe you. I believe you, Lord, as bridegroom. I believe, praise God, that I am this bride. I believe your word. It's been revealed to me. I see the mystery in every page. I see the mysteries coming out in all of the Old Testament writings. I see what all of those love stories were about and written for me. And they're from you for me. And I take that. And I receive that. And praise God now, all of the events to bring me to that place. And then all of the events, praise God, to prove. Yes, but to prove his love in me. To prove his faithfulness in me. To prove his long-suffering in me. To prove his joy unspeakable and full of glory in me. To prove, praise God, that there is a song in me in the night. To prove, praise God, that there's joy in all these sufferings. Praise God. That's what he foreknew. That is his life in us that he foreknew. That would grow up into all of the majesty and all of this reigning. And I'm talking about right now. You reigning now? I see lots of crowns out there. Praise God, that's reigning. You reign now. You're going to take the place there that you're taking right now. It ain't going to magically change. No, it's not. You're taking the place right now. Showed us that with those sons. You're going to be tribes. You're going to be over those tribes. Showed us right there with those disciples. You're going to have a throne. But your throne's going to be over each one of the tribes, ruling and reigning throughout the millennial time. Amen. And here we are. Praise be to God. There's the crown. And he set it in your hand. You have it. You have it. You have it. Praise God. Thanks be to him. And I just thank him. And I said, Lord, just strengthen my hands. Hold that fast. Let me apprehend you. Let me just nuzzle up to that bridegroom. Let me just kiss. You kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. And I'm getting ready for some wine he's never had to kiss him with. It's a new wine on that day. Amen. I'm glad you know. Now, here it is. He foreknew his life in us. He foreknew his life in you. His life in you. That would grow up unto all that joy of reigning, the glory of being wed to him, but only by the tragedies. Only by the disappointments. Only by the failures. Only by the temptations. Because that is how he brought us to know and see Christ in you and Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's it. I'm looking at my sweet uncle over there. Amen? All of those things. What you see now. And they had to be. Without any one of them. Same with my precious aunt. Without a one of them, it would have missed the mark. Half a degree off. A quarter of a degree. It would have been in a whole different company. But in that mercy, in that complete, absolute weakness, therein lies my crown. All of those things that had to die for me to reign. Do we see ourselves there? Really, do you? I believe you do, Hagen. Praise God. There's a joy, gladness. You just thank you, Jesus. It ain't even hard for me to be like that. Oh, I look so good in the riches of his glory. Mercy does. Bumbling fool, amen. Yeah. Lost his mind. Thank you, Jesus, your mind came to reign. But the faithful one who performs it all in us, brothers and sisters, the before ordained path of kings. Do you know that's your path? Are you assured that he's given that to you? Really, believe him that he would marry you, that you would marry him. And all the events of his love. You know what all the events of his love are? Anybody here know Romans 8:28? All the events of his love. And we know that all things work together for me. Because I love God. Because I'm called. I'm it. I'm called. According to his purpose. That's me. The pleasure. The good pleasure of his will. That's it. That's the events of his love. And all those events of my life. All things work together. All the events of my life. All the events of your life. Did you hear that? All, 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 all. the events of your life had to be. Had to be. Had to be. To bring me to the place and you to the place where we are now ready to be offered to marry the King. I love that. All the death. All the death. All the death. So I would reign with him. Praise him how he brought it. Praise him how he brought it. Praise him how he's brought it to your life. Because he's brought the things that have humbled us. He has brought the things that humbled us. That I receive from him in that knowledge and understanding. Lord, you brought that to humble me. I humble myself before the Lord. And oh, I'll tell you what. We've got a bounty of grace in here. I mean a bounty. And here it is. It's all here. All is grace. Praise be to God. Amen. Let's just stand and worship him for a bit. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And come on up if you want to come and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.